Shalom, Australia. Southern Israel was on high alert early last week after Israel exploded an underground tunnel from Gaza, leading to the deaths of seven leading members of Palestinian Jihad and Hamas. The tunnel was discovered inside Israeli territory near the Gaza Strip and is believed to have been dug after 2014. It ran from the Gazan city of Khan Yunis, crossed under the border for dozens of meters, and approached Kibbutz Kisufim. While the underground passage extended under Israeli territory, there was no tunnel opening on the Israeli side. The explosion took place inside Israeli territory. On Monday, several hours after the demolition of the tunnel, IDF spokesperson Brigadier General Ronen Manalis responded to a reporter's question about the goal of the tunnel blast, saying that the operation was intended only to destroy the underground infrastructure and was not in any way meant to assassinate senior terrorist leaders. In response to the comment, Education Minister Naftali Bennett on Tuesday morning wrote it is forbidden to apologize for successfully destroying terrorists. IDF spokesmen defended themselves against the accusation. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, continuing the war of words, accused Bennett of harming Israel's security. A briefing by the IDF spokesperson cannot be used for a blatant assault on the IDF and its commanders. Senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad leader Khaled al-Bach said on Tuesday that the purpose of the attack tunnel, stretching from Gaza into Israeli territory, was kidnapping soldiers in order to free prisoners from Israeli prisons. Bach was speaking at a funeral in Gaza for five members of Islamic Jihad, including two senior commanders, and two members of Hamas's armed wing, who were killed as a result of the tunnel's destruction. Israel on Thursday said that until there is progress towards releasing Israeli citizens and remains of IDF soldiers held in Gaza by Hamas, it will not allow them to retrieve the bodies of those thought to have been buried under the rubble when the military destroyed the tunnel on Monday. The Syrian government on Thursday called on the United Nations to take action against Israel over alleged airstrikes in its territory. Late Wednesday night, Lebanese media reported that Israeli jets destroyed a weapons facility in western Syria. 100 years after Australian and New Zealand soldiers captured the city of Beersheba from Ottoman forces, a group of their descendants reenacted the cavalry charge on the Negev city that has been credited with changing the tide of World War I. Culminating a three-week tour of the region, visiting key Anzac sites, the children and grandchildren of the Commonwealth soldiers on Tuesday retraced the audacious 6-kilometre charge on Beersheba in full period dress. Jan Gull, the great-niece of Lieutenant General Harry Chavel, who led the Anzac forces to victory over the Ottoman army, said she was overcome by emotion several times on the memorial tour. "It's been very personal. I've had a lump in my throat a lot." Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was joined by his Australian counterpart Malcolm Turnbull and New Zealand Governor-General Patsy Reddy at a ceremony at the British Cemetery, where he said Israel salutes the sacrifice of these brave soldiers. We will never forget them. We will forever honour and treasure their memory. 3,000 tourists from Australia and New Zealand came for the ceremonies, which saw the normal tranquil Beersheba, dubbed the capital of the Negev Desert region, astir with dignitaries, security forces and media. 1,200 of the city's pupils participated in events too. About 70 Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem gathered on Thursday outside the British consulate in the neighbourhood of Sheikh Jarrah to demand that the UK apologise for the Balfour Declaration that 100 years ago called for the establishment of a Jewish homeland in historic Palestine. The protest centred around a dozen schoolgirls who arrived at the consulate to deliver letters written by Palestinian students demanding Britain apologise for the declaration. Hundreds attended a Balfour Declaration protest in the centre of Ramallah, the seat of the Palestinian Authority. The protesters held black flags that said the Balfour Declaration was the crime of the century. On Thursday night, British Prime Minister Theresa May joined Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at a glittering gala dinner hosted by Lord Rothschild in central London, where she delivered an unequivocal message about Britain's close ties with Israel, saying she was proud of Britain's pioneering role in the creation of the State of Israel. May was glowing in her praise of the Jewish state, describing it as a true startup nation and a symbol of openness as a thriving democracy and a beacon to the world in upholding the rights of women and members of the LGBT community. Foreign Secretary, the staunchly pro-Israel Boris Johnson, addressed a parliamentary reception earlier in the week and said the Balfour Declaration paved the way for one of the greatest political triumphs of the 20th century, the creation of the State of Israel. Yesterday, 5,000 protesters marched through London against the Balfour Declaration. During her meeting with Netanyahu, May once again also defended the Iran nuclear deal. However, Netanyahu's concerns about the dangers posed by Iranian expansionism and its support for Hezbollah are not lost on London. May is reported to have expressed the UK's willingness to support Israel in curbing the Iranian threat. President Reuven Rivlin said on Wednesday that the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin on November 4, 1995 was an unforgivable act that didn't just eat away at Israeli democracy, but ripped apart its very fabric, at a ceremony commemorating the 22nd anniversary of the murder. The ceremony at the President's house attracted a record crowd of politicians and civic leaders. Prime Minister Netanyahu said, "The shocking murder of Rabin, a commander and leader with many praiseworthy qualities, put us to the test. The danger of self-destruction and the implosion of the essence of democracy from national memory arose." Tens of thousands of people gathered in Rabin Square last night to commemorate the anniversary of the assassination. The speakers at the rally represented all sectors of Israeli society under the banner of Remembering We Are One People. Likud MK Yehuda Glick, who attended the event, said the slogan expresses the public's strong desire to heal the rifts within us, and the organizers seek to create as broad a common denominator as possible against the violence and hatred that destroys every good part of the Knesset. However, the organizers' welcoming attitude upset some in the Israeli left, who said Rabin's assassination was inherently political and should be remembered as such. The advertisement for the rally did not mention that Rabin was assassinated. Yuval Rabin decried the delegitimization of his father and efforts to rewrite the history of his legacy. After keepers accidentally left a gate open on Wednesday, a hippopotamus slowly walked out of the Ramat Gan Safari. Once out, she stopped, munched on some grass, and then slowly walked back, much to the relief of a panicked park attendant. The safari said it was investigating how the hippo, one of 25 living in the park, managed to get out. The park was closed at the time. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.